Every Easter, the World Pro Surfing Tour comes to compete at Bell's Beach. In 1960, a local surfer, Joe Sweeney, created a passable track that gave access to Bell's Beach, which was still very isolated at the time. He was an entrepreneurial type and he charged his surfer mates to use the track until he could recoup his investment, and then some. Starting in 1961, the first surfing competition was held at Bell's and has continued every year since. In 1973, it became a stop on the world tour. So, the best international surfers came to rip up the waves at Bell's as well. The trophy is iconic. Though there have been various versions of it, it always includes a brass bell hanging from a top mount. Only the best in the world and winners at Bell's Beach ever get to ring that bell. The cliffs around Bell's make a perfect amphitheater for spectators to watch the action. It's a unique atmosphere on the surfing circuit, and every now and then, competition has to be halted to shoo away sharks that seem way too interested in what's going on. One of the other best things is that winners of Bell's Beach Easter Classic have frequently been Australian surfers, for both men and women. And one last little morsel of trivia, to start off each day, organisers play AC/DC's classic Hell's Bells to get everyone revved up for the competition.